WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. Amid reports that he misled Vice President Mike Pence and other officials about his contacts with Russia, Michael Flynn has resigned as President Trump's National Security Advisor. Correspondent Joe Johns has more.
In his resignation letter, Flynn conceding that he inadvertently briefed the Vice President-elect and others with incomplete information, but falling short of admitting he lied. Despite reporting by the Washington Post that the sanctions on Russia were a main topic of conversation between Flynn and the ambassador. With pressure mounting on the White House on Monday afternoon, Counselor Kellyanne Conway said the president supported Flynn.
General Flynn does enjoy the full confidence of the president.
An hour later, a different message from the White House press secretary. The president was evaluating the situation.
And Flynn handed in his resignation around 11 last night. President Trump has named retired Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg as acting National Security Advisor. As to a permanent successor to Michael Flynn, a senior administration official says the president is considering former CIA Director David Petraeus and Vice Admiral Robert Harward, a Navy SEAL. A House committee is moving closer to overturning D.C.'s death with dignity law. The panel, headed by Utah Republican Jason Chaffetz, has voted to invalidate the district's assisted suicide law passed recently. Still, the chances that Congress will go on to strike down the law are slim, because the resolution would have to pass the House and the Senate and be signed by President Trump all by this Friday. Fairfax County supervisors get a look today at the budget for next fiscal year, and it may not be pretty. Revenues are flat. There's a projected shortfall of $55 million, and county officials also worry about what's happening on the federal level.
If the Affordable Care Act's repealed and not replaced, Fairfax County could take a hit, according to Board of Supervisors Chair Sharon Bulova. She's concerned people may lose their health insurance and be forced to go to the ER when they get sick.
Inova Health Systems is our major health provider, and they will have to pick up the cost.
She's also concerned the county could lose federal money it gets for rental assistance programs.
This is a very expensive place for people to live.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A change may be coming to what kids are taught about sex in Maryland public schools. Right now, the curriculum includes such things as birth control, HIV and AIDS prevention, disease prevention. Well, now Montgomery County Delegate Ariana Kelly wants to add consent to the list.
In the modern era, we don't want to be teaching boys that they need to convince a girl they want to do something. That gets into the area of coercion. And that's where a lot of these sort of gray area situations occur, where a girl rightfully feels she was assaulted and a boy may not even know he did it.
Kelly says she has bipartisan support for her bill. A federal judge in Alexandria has granted a preliminary injunction barring the Trump administration from implementing its travel ban in Virginia. The Virginia Senate has advanced a bill that would require local jails to hold criminal illegal immigrants long enough for the feds to come get them, even after their sentences are up. Prince William Delegate Bob Marshall's bill would add as much as 2 days to the length of time a prisoner could be held after their sentence is served. The bill is one of several being passed by the General Assembly this session, cracking down on illegal immigrants, but it's likely that Governor Terry McAuliffe will veto all of them. President Trump's picked ahead. The Small Business Administration is expected to be confirmed by the Senate today. Linda McMahon is a former executive with the WWE. She stepped down from that post in 2009 to run for office, running unsuccessfully for U.S. Senate twice. Fed Chair Janet Yellen is front and center before Congress today. Besides the semi-annual snapshot covering future economic performance, she could face tough questions about the Fed's thinking regarding President Trump's upcoming economic plan. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,412. The Nasdaq at 5764. Sports, the Wizards clobber Oklahoma City. College basketball, Howard wins. And Nationals pitchers and catchers report to spring training in Florida today. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as mornings in the mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
We promise it's winter.
Warmer weather continuing to settle in here.
Even if the weather isn't always acting like it. From seasonal storms to unseasonably high temperatures, depend on us to keep you informed.
I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel.
WMAL.
This is Elaine Mick, owner of Cabinet Discounters. For years, I've been proudly telling people about the quality products we offer and about the talented and experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters who are ready to help you create that dream kitchen, bath, family room, or home office. But this time, I'd like you to hear what one of our customers has to say.
When I first heard of Cabinet Discounters, just the name itself kind of implied to me that they would look discounted. But once I walked into the showroom, I was really impressed with the selection and the quality of the cabinets. Working with Cabinet Discounters was very easy. In fact, I've used them again because I knew I could count on them to provide quality work.
Get a free consultation with an experienced designer. Call 1-800-THE-DREAM or visit CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And around the Beltway, heading to the Wilson Bridge before St. Barnabas Road and the backups. We're doing okay past FedEx Field and the New Carrollton. College Park, Silver Spring slowing, where we're not doing so great on the Beltway. Virginia, we've had two separate accidents and one remains. This is going to be through the Annandale area. On the Interloop, as you come off of I-95, still dealing with the crash right near Braddock Road. One lane affected for both the main and the express lanes, to block and delays north of the Occoquan as you push out of Newington. So plan for that. It will definitely be extra time. Now, once you get beyond the crash past Braddock Road, you're wide open. And if you're joining on anywhere past that, no delay over toward the American Legion Bridge. That's where you do catch a break. 66 to some of that volume. Manassas, Centerville, Fair Oaks, north on 28. Signal light delays as you push toward I-66, but nothing reported along the way. Roslyn, still dealing with the trouble with the signal lights, so be aware. 29 Lee Highway as you approach Fort Myer Drive with those lights, and again at North Lynn Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Weather picture pretty good here. Nice dry weather for the morning. As we get into the afternoon, mainly cloudy, 52. Tonight down to 40. Tomorrow partly to mostly cloudy near 50 with a gusty breeze. On Thursday, cold fronts through, partly cloudy, windy, and cooler, highs low 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 29 in Haymarket, 28 in Silver Spring, 33 degrees in Washington. How one neighborhood is stamping out hate with yard signs. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
It is 7:07. Coming up in the show, we have Maryland Delegate Arianna Kelly joining us to talk about confirmative assent and your kids. Susan Ferriccio joining us to talk about the Washington wrap-up, and Larry Kudlow, economist extraordinaire, joining us.
Yes, I'm Brian Wilson, and you are Mary Walter, and it's good to be with you this morning. Here is a question. Should Michael Flynn, the National Security Advisor, should he have resigned? And if you're just joining us this morning, just waking up, you may not be aware of the news that occurred about 11:30 last night. Michael Flynn, under some scrutiny in many quarters, tendered his resignation to the President of the United States as National Security Advisor, and it is a controversial story. So if you know some of the background, I'll just ask the question, should he have resigned based on what we know? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Now, while we're waiting on your phone calls, let me give you a lot of the interesting details. There are many threads to this story. There's a lot of Washington intrigue in this story, and I'll start to unfold it for you. Starting yesterday afternoon at 4:12, Kellyanne Conway, who speaks on behalf of the Trump administration, was on one of the cable newscasts, and she is asked the question about, does the president stand behind Michael Flynn as National Security Advisor? And she said at 4:12,
yes, General Flynn does enjoy the full confidence of the president, and this is a big week for General Flynn. He's the point of contact for many of these foreign visits. If you look at the official schedule, today we had the Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, here, obviously, for bilateral meetings. On Wednesday, we're welcoming Benjamin Netanyahu here to the White House.
So at 4:12, according to Kellyanne Conway, the president has full confidence in Michael Flynn.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly, to the minute. 1 hour later, the president has a meeting and with staff. And Sean Spicer comes out and addresses the press and says, well, we have sort of a change in Michael Flynn's status. This is one of those hallway interviews. It's recorded on a hand recorder, but you'll hear Sean Spicer say that he's being evaluated.
The president is evaluating the situation. He's speaking to the vice president, to Vice President Pence, relative to the conversation the vice president had with General Flynn, and also speaking to various other people about what he considers the single most important subject there is, our national security.
So at 4:12, he's good. At 5:12, he's being evacuated.
We could see a trend.
We see something happening here in 1 hour. What does it being evaluated mean? I'm going to give you the official Washington translation for that phrase. Being evaluated means please turn in your resignation. That's generally the way that that is interpreted in Washington. It means I don't want to fire you, but I will if I have to do the right thing. Right. And by 11:30 last night, Michael Flynn had tendered his resignation to the President of the United States, suggesting that his mistakes had been inadvertent. What were his mistakes? Okay, before the president was sworn into office, before the inauguration, he had a conversation with the Russian ambassador to the U.S. And there were questions about what did you talk about in that conversation? Did you talk about lifting the sanctions that had been placed on the Russians by the Obama administration? No, we didn't talk about that. He tells that to the vice president. He tells that to Reince Priebus. He tells that to Sean Spicer. All three go out and make the case that Mike Flynn did not have that conversation with the Russian ambassador. But then suddenly there appears a transcript of that conversation. And apparently he did. He did have a conversation with the Russian ambassador about that. He now says that's inadvertent, and I didn't remember that I did this, but he basically allowed the Vice President of the United States to go out and publicly defend him and say things that were not true. You can't do that in Washington. If you give somebody your word on something, you better be sure about it. And so the transcript was causing a lot of heartache for this administration because they put the vice president in a very bad position of having gone out, defended Flynn, when there was evidence to suggest that what Flynn had told him was not true. All right. So all of that is the subtext to why this happened. Now let me give you the other interesting threads in this story, and they are very interesting. The Washington Post says that late last month, after the inauguration, Sally Yates, who was acting attorney general at the time, and a senior career officer from the National Security Council, or National Security Career Officer, went to the White House, someone in the White House, ostensibly it was the White House Counsel, and told them all of this.
Okay.
Not clear what happened with the information beyond that, but Sally Yates, acting attorney general and a national security career officer, made this case and let them know what they suspected and what they knew about this transcript.
Okay.
All right. So somebody in the White House did know about that. And why is this person important? Sally Yates. Do you remember the story about Sally Yates? She was, a short time later, fired by the Trump administration because she was the acting attorney general who refused to go into court and defend the immigration order.
Okay.
Remember? So she was fired. One day she comes in and she tells somebody in the White House about this matter. A few days later, because of the immigration issue, she is fired. That is a thread that I have a feeling will be tugged on a great deal in the coming week. The other part of this is Mike Flynn, who was a guy who was once in charge of the Defense Intelligence Agency, right? And he was a controversial figure. Many people thought that he was disruptive to the intelligence community. There are those who also feel that, by the way, that's exactly what needed to be done. There needed to be a little disruption to the intelligence community. But by and large, he became such a disruptive force during the Obama administration that he was removed from that job. So is this possible that the intelligence community has it in for Mike Flynn? Were the long knives out with the release of this transcript and the development of this story? It's entirely possible. That is also a thread that you will see pulled on and developed as the day go forward. So a lot of intrigue here surrounding this whole story. Mm-hmm. In Washington circles, this is what they call a pretty juicy story. Now, the question is, what happens next? Will Democrats require that there be an investigation? Will Republicans want to investigate any of these matters? That all remains to be seen. But it's been a very interesting 24-hour period.
And I'm going to say, this time into what we talked about yesterday with, you know, how do you fight the Democrats? How do you, you know, fight with their tactics and everything that they do? And the Republicans made this a juicy story. The Republicans could have very simply said all the Trump administration had to do was like, look, this guy talks to a lot of people. He didn't do this on purpose. He misremembered. He forgot he had this conversation.
And it would have been over,
he didn't purposely mislead Pence. This is a non-story. Instead, It's a big deal.
Well,
and this is the problem with the Republicans.
So what do you think? I've laid it out for you. It takes a little while to tell that story, and I appreciate your patience with me as I lay out all the different facets to this diamond of a story. But what do you think? Should he have resigned or should he have not? In a moment, we will take your call. Stay on the line. 888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMAL.
And it is 7:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. And here once again is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning.
Good morning. And a sigh of relief. Finally, it's taken a while, but we had two separate accidents on the Virginia Beltway leaving Springfield toward Annandale. They both have been cleared now. But here's what we have for the delays. Just north of the Occoquan up ahead, you're going to see the brake lights pushing through Newington to merge on through to that inner loop past Braddock Road. That's where we had the first crash. Second crash was up near 236. That's gone too. Also, this is giving us delays on the Beltway. If you're coming, say, from the Woodrow Wilson Bridge and you're passing Telegraph Road, Van Dorn, you'll see the inner loop delays as well. You normally don't have an inner loop delay through that stretch, but it's just inching along. Patience, because once you get there, all lanes open. Now, 395 through Landmark slow at the 14th Street Bridge on the brakes. Prince George's County looks like they've cleared the crash heading into District Heights, but still watch on the shoulder with the flashing lights. Walker Mill Road west of Ritchie Road. DC 295 southbound is just a heavy volume rush hour getting an effect out of Chevrolet and Riverdale with the volume. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
And today we'll have a little bit warmer day, high of 52. Cloudy, though. Look for lows near 40. But then tomorrow, we're going to hit right around 50 degrees again. Currently in the nation's capital, we're looking at 32 degrees.
Go to Dunkin' Donuts from 2 to 6 p.m. today and enjoy a medium, hot, or iced latte or macchiato. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable taxes. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
7:17 on WMAL. We're talking about Mike Flynn tendered his resignation last night. It's an interesting and developing story as we explained it to you just a moment ago. Should Mike Flynn have resigned? Should the president have accepted that resignation? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Fred in Springfield, start us off. You're on with Brian and Mary Walter this morning. What do you say there, Fred?
Well, I say that there's nobody better suited to help the president with what he needs to do as national security advisor. And I have known Mike Flynn in the past lightly. And the thing that has me wondering about all of this, you kind of alluded to it a moment ago, is how is it that an intelligence asset was levied against an American citizen, and then in turn that transcript was leaked out to other people before it was made known, obviously, to the White House.
Here's an interesting thing about that, and I got to tell you, I'm not completely clear on how this transcript came to be. But here is something you should know. If you're an American citizen and you're calling somebody overseas, that conversation is scooped up and is recorded and stored by the National Security Agency. National Security Agent, Fort Meade, Maryland, then goes with their high-tech, you know, they got an entire mountain of computers that scan these audio recordings for keywords, and they are then sometimes pulled out for closer scrutiny. Certainly, if somebody is a private citizen, and he was at this time, has a conversation with Russian ambassador, you could expect that our intelligence community was going to be listening to that conversation. That's a no-brainer.
But anybody
who has that conversation, and especially somebody who once ran the DIA, would know that.
But the point is this entire thing was leaked.
Was it part of an investigation?
By whom?
Maybe the FBI. We don't know.
And look what happened when they investigated Hillary under Obama. The Republicans got to learn how to play the game.
All right, to the phone lines we go again. What do you think about this? How about William in Silver Spring? You're up next with Brian and Mary.
Yeah, an outrage. He should not have resigned. What about, remember Susan Rice? She doctored all the talking points.
There you go.
Was known to lie publicly. Five people were dead, and the media has no problem with that. The Washington Post still supported Obama. Obama president. It's outrageous.
Yep.
So you're saying the dual standard, that's your point, Mary.
That's my point.
It's an absolutely valid point.
Double standard with Obama. Typical.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for that, William. Greatly appreciate it. A lot of people seem to believe that way. Greg and Olney, you're up with Brian and Mary. What do you say there, Greg?
Ryan, I agree. I mean, I met General Flynn. I'm a member of the intelligence community, and it's just outrageous. You know, this double standard, give me a break. I mean, I was listening to Mark Levin last night, you know, and talked about how Ted Kennedy went and talked to the Russians to try and undermine Reagan, you know, undermine the president on his talks and trying to move forward with his defense plans. And again, the whole thing with the Benghazi and Hillary Clinton, Jesus, it's like there are two different standards here.
Yeah.
I mean, Trump should have just backed this guy and said, you know what, tough. Because this is the first scalp of many. I mean, they're not going to stop the Flynn. They're going to go after
more
people. Yeah, you may be right about that. And look, Democrats will claim a scalp here. They clearly will.
Right, and they're going to continue to do it. He's absolutely right.
And that is a good question. But how far can they push on Capitol Hill when they're not in charge of Capitol Hill?
They can push as long as the Republicans don't stand up for themselves. Yes, I understand the right thing to do was to resign. I understand that's the right thing to do. But as long as Republicans continue to allow themselves to be held to a different set of standards, they're going to continue to be pushed around.
John in Severna Park, you're up next with Brian and Mary. What do you think about it, John?
Hey, I think it's a shame that he had to resign, but I think it had to be done due to the optics of the whole situation. Ever since the election started, everybody's trying to tie Trump to Putin. So I think the administration made a decision to try to get that out of the view even more.
All right.
Why do Republicans care about the optics? Democrats don't give a rat's behind about hypocrisy, optics, or anything else. They don't care. Why do Republicans care so much?
Well, because they're honorable people.
Well, stop caring what other people think, as my mother used to tell me.
So stop being honorable.
I don't care what Jody Roberts wears to school. You're not wearing that.
How about, here's my question, the one that I think is still to be unanswered. What happened between 4:12 and 5:12 yesterday afternoon? What happened at 4:12 that led Kellyanne Conway to go out and say he has the full support of the president? And 1 hour later, exactly to the minute, Sean Spicer is saying he's being evaluated.
Yeah.
I mean, the first thing that I thought of when I hear Sean Spicer say he's being evaluated is, well, what is there to evaluate? You know, because yesterday, remember, we had someone who's pretty tight with the intelligence community tell us that they didn't believe that there existed a transcript. Well, there must be something out there. Otherwise, there's nothing to evaluate. Correct? What happened between 4:12 and 5:12?
I mean, obviously, the lie or the misremembering. Republicans call it a lie. Democrats call it a mistake.
It's 7:22 on WMAL.
This is Jamie Witten. If you have any dental fear or just need a great, caring dentist, contact Bethesda Sedation Dentistry online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
I've got to tell you about my friend Frank Prindle. You know, Frank Prindle is a good guy. And if you need a real estate agent, he's the guy you need to go to. Frank Prindle of REMAX Elite. Just ask anybody who's met him. They'll tell you he should be your real estate guide and on this town. He delivers results. He guarantees to sell your home for a price and in the time you agree upon. And that's his promise from the day I met him, and it continues to be his promise today. Remember the story of Eric? His tenants were moving out of D.C. And wanted to sell a house in Metro D.C. very quickly. Eric listed with Frank, and with Frank's aggressive marketing system, Eric received multiple offers his first week on the market, and the home sold, this is amazing, $21,000 above list. Other agents claim to offer the same guarantees as Frank, but I can assure you there is only one Frank Prindle. Call the only agent that I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle. Here's the number, 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Online at itrustfrank.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor for EMP 180 Weight Loss. You know, I get asked the same two questions every time. How much have you lost and what does it cost? Well, I've almost lost 20 pounds. I'm just a hair under 20 pounds right now and it feels amazing. And on this what does it cost thing, let me ask you something. What's the cost of being overweight? How expensive is the health care? What's the cost of not being able to do the things that you want? That's the question you should ask. So let me answer it. It's actually very inexpensive. It's an investment in yourself, your life. In fact, it costs could save your life while bringing the highest quality of life. Save your lifestyle. Being overweight causes so many medical issues. Get control of your weight, will you? And save yourself from potential problems. And, you know, you may say losing weight is so hard. Well, EMP 180 has been easy, and it's the right thing to do. So, EMP 180 Weight Loss. That's EMP180WeightLoss.com. EMP180WeightLoss.com. Or call them 703-992-0620. Schedule your consultation today.
Will you be paying your caregiver more than $2,000 this year? Then you'll be responsible for nanny taxes. But don't worry, Care.com HomePay has you covered for 2017. The household tax and payroll experts at Care.com take care of everything from setting up automatic payments to filing returns. No work, no worry, guaranteed. Go to Care.com/HomePay now to learn more and get a free consultation. Care.com/HomePay. That's Care.com/HomePay.
It is 7:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Problems in Lake Ridge, Virginia. Update is brought to you by Mattress Firm. It'll be right as you come up toward the intersection of Old Bridge Road and Minneville Road. Police at the scene. Most affected here is Old Bridge Road if you're going eastbound, if you're eventually heading over toward 123. So a little extra time needed there. For Interstate 95, the normal backups as you head through Aquia. We see that every morning pushing slow through the rush hour, again toward the Occoquan. What is not so normal, just north of the Occoquan, the solid lineup to get on to the Beltway Interloop past Braddock Road toward Annandale Little River Turnpike. We had two separate accidents on that Virginia Beltway, so we get hit hard this morning with the delays. Still trying to ease that out. Heading across the Wilson Bridge, your backup's beginning before St. Barnabas Road. 210, it's the volume as you push north, heading up through to the Capitol Beltway. For 270, good. Out of Frederick. In fact, any of that volume we had in Urbana and Hyattstown, that's already cleared. But through Germantown, down to Rockville to the lane divide, seeing a bit of that stop and go persisting. Mattress Firm is collecting donations to help local foster kids pay for extracurricular activities. Bring your donation to a participating Mattress Firm or donate online at mattressfirmfosterkids.org. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Quite a bit of gray sky on this Valentine's Day. Temperatures will be mild, however, making it up to about 52. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in the nation's capital, a chilly 32 degrees.
7:26 on WMAL. We're talking about the resignation of Michael Flynn as National Security Advisor last night. Let me run through very quickly where we are as far as needing. We need, of course, a National Security Advisor. The person who's been put in the acting role of that right now is retired Army General Keith Kellogg. He is the acting National Security Advisor as of this morning. And it's an important day because Benjamin Netanyahu is coming to the White House. He is the former commander of the 82nd Airborne. So that's General Kellogg. And by the way, apparently is being considered for a permanent replacement in the job. He's being considered for the job. Another name that is being floated about, Navy Vice Admiral Robert Harward. Harward, H-A-R-W-A-R-D. Harward?
Harward.
It's hard to say. Former Deputy Commander of U.S. Joint Forces Command. Also being considered is David Petraeus. Of course, an Iraqi general, who fought in the war against Iraq, and also former CIA director who resigned, of course, as you know, amid a bit of a scandal involving giving classified data to his mistress.
And Kate tweeted out, the White House needs to get on the same page, stop mixed messages. But we also had Timian, who retweeted, Citizen Dale, who retweeted a piece from The Post from January 23rd that says that these were reviewed by the FBI and they found no wrongdoing in that transcript.
Well, again, we would have a lot of information if we knew what happened between 4:12 and 5:12 yesterday. 7:28 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep. Alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need. together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor right here in the Washington area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to inspiresleep.com. That's inspiresleep.com.
Did you see the recent Washington Post article that real estate commissions have dropped to an average of 5%? Well, we've been leading the way with lower commissions for years. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Our full-service hybrid model has saved our clients over $5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
And coming up, Maryland Delegate Arianna Kelly joining us about affirmative consent. We'll tell you what that's about coming up. And Susan Ferriccio with a Washington update. Larry Kudlow with economy.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. National Security Advisor Michael Flynn is gone. Resigned over the controversy surrounding his contacts with Russia during the transition period before Donald Trump was inaugurated.
As night fell on the White House, spokesman Sean Spicer briefly updated some reporters.
The president is evaluating the situation. He's speaking to the vice president, to Vice President Pence, relative to the conversation the vice president had with General Flynn, and also speaking to various other people.
That evaluation, however, led to Flynn's leaving, with the word coming out around 11 p.m. Washington time. Flynn's resignation letter said he held numerous calls with foreign leaders looking to facilitate a smooth transition. Mr. Trump has appointed retired General Joseph Keith Kellogg as his interim national security advisor. The president meets with Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu tomorrow. Bob Costantini, Washington.
So who will succeed Michael Flynn on a permanent basis?
We're learning that three names have kind of emerged in contention for the post from a senior administration official. Now, one of those names, retired Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg, is currently serving as the acting national security advisor in the wake of Flynn's resignation. Now, some of the more higher profile names in contention, retired General David Petraeus. And finally, another name we're hearing is retired Vice Admiral Robert Harward. He's a former Navy SEAL. So hopefully they're trying to fill this position as quickly as possible, given all the national security challenges faced by the administration.
Correspondent Ryan Brown. A House committee has voted to block D.C.'s assisted suicide law, but in order for that law to be overturned, both the House and Senate will have to approve a resolution, and President Trump will have to sign it by this Friday. Virginia's lieutenant governor is calling for decriminalizing small amounts of marijuana. Democrat Ralph Northam, who's running for governor, says current marijuana enforcement is expensive and disproportionate targets African Americans. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,412, the NASDAQ at 5764. Sports, the Wizards win again. College basketball, Howard wins. The Nationals have reportedly signed first baseman Adam Lind, and Nats pitchers and catchers report to spring training today. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
When it comes to guiding you to and through a successful retirement, at Financial Engines, what we don't do is almost as important as what we do. We don't work on commission. We don't judge. We don't tell you what we think you want to hear. And at Financial Engines, we don't use confusing financial speak or take a one-size-fits-all approach to financial planning. So what do? We start with your goals, your dreams, and your fears, and we help create your personalized path to the retirement you deserve. And now that the Mutual Fund Store and Financial Engines have joined forces, we have even more resources than ever to help you achieve your goals. Right now, for a limited time, get a free portfolio review by an experienced local advisor when you visit FinancialEngines.com or call today.
This is Brad Garner with Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit FinancialEngines.com.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives allows you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
UMUC offers rolling admissions and multiple start dates so you can earn your degree without putting your life on hold. And with no SAT or GRE required, you can get started fulfilling your dreams at your own pace. Visit umuc.edu/radio or call 888-388-UMUC.
A lot of pressure below my eyes and above my eyes. A whole lot of pressure with headaches, a lot of tiredness, just wanting to lay down a lot.
I was having a lot of sinus congestion. It just progressively got worse. I almost couldn't function.
That's Jennifer and Mary. Both have suffered for years with chronic sinus infections.
I actually went to several doctors. I got antibiotics, allergy shots, and nothing really seemed to work.
Now, their issues are gone. How? A minimally invasive procedure done in the office of Sinus Cure called balloon sinuplasty.
I feel great. My sinuses are completely clear. It was simple.
100% better. I would encourage anybody to have the procedure.
Do you suffer with chronic sinus infections, facial pain, pressure, congestion, headaches? Find out if balloon sinuplasty is the solution for you. Set an appointment today with Sinus Cure. Call 301-968-6618. 301-968-6618. That's 301-968-6618.
The winter is here,
and it's a perfect time to clean your rugs and carpets.
So before friends and family show up at your house, call Joe Hadid.
And right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
735 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And trying to get control of the morning rush hour, doing a little bit better Beltway in Virginia now that two accidents in Annandale are cleared. One at Braddock Road, one near 236, out of the travel lanes. But now it's about recovering north of the Occoquan through Newington. Again, that's all to get up onto that inner loop stretch of the Capitol Beltway. Now, if you're joining on the Beltway, say from 50 or 66, a little bit lighter than normal as you push up toward the Tysons area. 66, just that volume in towards Centerville, Fair Oaks, and through Falls Church, seeing a little bit of that stop and go as well. In the Roslyn area, they were still working on the signal lights at last check. If you use 29 Lee Highway coming up toward the Key Bridge, heading toward Fort Myer Drive and North Lynn Street, just like yesterday morning, the issues with those signal lights they're trying to resolve still. Southeast Southwest Freeway, we hadn't been doing so well, but now crash reported, and I am seeing backups quickly forming here. You're coming off the 11th Street Bridge toward the 3rd Street Tunnel. DDOT crews on their way. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Quite a bit of gray sky on this Valentine's Day. Temperatures will be mild, however, making it up to about 52. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 30 in Haymarket, 28 in Waldorf, 34 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
WMAL. 737 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Susan Ferriccio will join us from the Washington Examiner. There is much to talk about what's going on in this town right now, and Susan is plugged in. Then at 8:35, our weekly conversation with Larry Kudlow. I'm Brian Wilson, so very pleased to be joined again by Mary Walter. Good morning, Mary.
Well, good morning, and thank you so much for having me. So, affirmative consent, yes, means yes.
I thought it used to be that no meant no.
Yeah, well, apparently that didn't work out too well.
Yeah.
So now we're going to try yes means yes. And this is, if this passes, it's a bill that if it passes in Maryland, Maryland will become the second state to require public schools to teach this now to your children. And do we have, is she with us?
Yeah, she's with
us. Okay. And joining us right now to explain this entire process is a Maryland delegate, Arianna Kelly. Ms. Kelly, welcome to the morning. Morning show. How are you?
Hi, Mary. Hi, Brian. Thanks so much for having me on. I'm great. How are you all?
We're doing great.
So, all right. So, as Brian aptly noted, it used to be no means no. Apparently, that didn't work. So, we're going to try yes means yes. Who? What are the age of the kids who you're going to be teaching this to if this passes? And what exactly does this entail?
Great question. So this is actually not really going to change the sex ed curriculum in Maryland drastically at all. At whatever age at which you're already getting our family life and human sexuality curriculum, this component would just be added in there. So they're already teaching pregnancy prevention, HIV, AIDS, STD prevention. We're just suggesting that if you're going to be talking about those things, you should start with the basic concept of consent. It needs to be unambiguous and voluntary. That's it. It's really not that controversial a proposal. And in fact, all the conservative, I'm a liberal legislator myself, but all my conservative colleagues that I've talked to about this, once they understand what we're trying to do, they think it's a pretty good idea.
So let me see if I can understand, because I read a lot about this in preparation for this interview, and it left me with a lot of questions. We all know that no means no. If you say no, that's the end of the conversation. But in affirmative consent, it has to be an affirmative declaration. Yes, I am comfortable with what we're doing, and we may go forward. Yes, I agree that you may do this, and yes, I agree you may do that. Each step of the way, there has to be some sort of affirmative guidance to the other partner that we are in agreement about what we are doing. And at any point during that process, consent can be pulled back. Is that correct?
Well, so I don't want this initiative to be confused with the initiatives that we've seen on college campuses that actually have an enforcement mechanism. This is about education. So think about it in terms of two people who are engaging in activity. Now, I was in high school at one point in my life, and I think that negotiation is actually incredibly important, right? There are certain people who are willing to go a certain distance, but not further, right?
Right.
When it's happening, you have to be respectful of that. And so that's the conversation that we're trying to have. It has nothing to do with, you know, whether you're going to get in trouble in some sort of whether you're going to get
expelled or something like that, right? I understand.
It's education. It's teaching both people that you only need to be doing these things if you're clear. Because, again, you know, there's this old-fashioned idea that I grew up with that the boy's job is to try and get as much as he can, and the girl's job is to say no, no, no. And we're trying to flip that script, get away from that, and have the conversation be much more about if two people are interested in doing this, it's unambiguous, it's not gray area, because that's
right.
When kids get into trouble.
And you would have this taught to what age kids?
Right, well, it's age appropriate. So you have the conversation with young children, even if you're just talking about hugging. Or, for example, my daughter is in seventh grade, and the boys in the seventh grade hallway right now are really into, you know, kicking the rear ends of the girl. They think it's cool. But in fact, that's unwanted sexual touching. She never would have the opportunity to say, you know, as she's walking down the hall, hey, please don't kick my rear.
Yeah.
Right? That conversation doesn't come up.
But when you're talking about sexual interaction to 7th and 10th graders, and you're talking about the need to say yes, I'm just asking this question as a parent. Aren't you sort of subtly saying to them, it's okay to say yes if you want to say yes?
That's a great question, so let me help clarify that, too. This yes mean yes thing, it's nowhere in the bill. The bill says that consent means unambiguous and voluntary agreement. Now, how we determine
doesn't that mean yes?
Unambiguous agreement can come in many different ways. And here's the thing. I don't develop curriculum for a living. I'm a legislator.
Right.
I'm looking at things like 58% of girls in 7th through 12th grade are sexually harassed. 58%. Okay, I'm looking at the fact that of high school girls that are sexually assaulted, more than half of them are assaulted by a peer. And 40% of those assaults take place at school. So what we're trying to do is to educate kids. I'm a mother of a boy and a girl. Educate both of them that in fact, if you're engaging in unwanted sexual touching or unwanted sexual activity, it's an assault. You could get in trouble.
Wait, can I ask you a question? Do you include, like, if a boy, you know, pushes a girl, like, you know, because that's what boys do at a certain age, you know, they'll kick them in the butt because they like them. Is that considered sexual assault?
This is not.
Well, no, I want to know when you throw these statistics out, and they're shocking, but I want to know what, when most people consider sexual assault, they consider throwing somebody, a rape. That's what we consider sexual assault. So those numbers are shocking. I guess my question is, what constitutes sexual assault here?
Right. So the number I gave out was actually 58% of girls are sexually harassed.
All right. But what is sexual harassment?
There is sexual harassment, absolutely.
All right. So, listen, our time is running down here, but this is now pending before the state legislature, and the idea is that it would be enforced statewide or just as I heard in one report in Montgomery County.
So So again, it's not about enforcement.
Well, but that would be taught.
It's going to be included in the curriculum when we're teaching people how they don't get STDs, they don't get HIV/AIDS. Mm. I'm thinking about this from the perspective of Brock Turner. If you remember that case, you know, he seems to have managed to get to college without understanding it's a crime to have sex with an unconscious woman.
All right. I don't think anybody has any quarrels with that particular part of your argument. Listen, our time has run down. Maryland Delegate Arianna Kelly, thank you so much for joining us. I can see that you want to talk about this. So the phone lines are open at 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
And it is 7:55 now, yep. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we're moving along on this rush hour, we're trying to anyway, as we head south on 270, better than normal out of Fredericks. We're enjoying the trip past Clarksburg. Once you get in toward Germantown and Gaithersburg, you'll hit the volume into Rockville, but we'll take it. We'll take the volume. 95 between the Baltimore Beltway and our Beltway, pretty much up at speed until you get toward Calverton, just the volume heading down toward the Beltway and through White Oak. 29 is slow. Southbound 29 at 32. We had a minor crash. That's been cleared, so don't worry about that. Coming through Columbia, you're pretty much up at speed, pushing down and toward Burtonsville. Now it's the Virginia Beltway. We had two separate accidents leaving Springfield toward Annandale, one at Braddock Road, one near Little River Turnpike. They're both cleared, but the delay's still lingering as you push north coming out of Newington on 2, that stretch of the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a Tuesday. This Valentine's Day features a lot of gray sky, but no rainfall expected. 52 on a southwest breeze. Tonight, a mild 40. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, near 50. And then a little cooler Thursday, partly cloudy, windy, highs only in the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in the nation's capital, 32 degrees. I am Mary Walter, getting to sit in with Brian Wilson this morning.
Well, we're talking about affirmative action, and the phone started to light up because people wanted to talk about this. So we're taking your calls at 888-630-9625.
I have a little demonstration of what this sounds like.
Okay.
Before we go any further, I don't know if you're comfortable with this situation because I'd like this to lead to sex.
Yes.
Just see seventh graders having this conversation.
Well, listen, I do understand the idea of affirmative consent says to me that at any step of the way, the woman, you must go through this process of yes, 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 yes. And you have to say, yes, I don't mind being touched that way. Yes, I don't mind this leading to sin. But I don't know that I want the girls in high school being taught that yes is an option. I want these
nice.
Kids to be taught.
And there
I'm sorry.
We are.
No is always the
don't
right
you have
answer.
A daughter?
Yes, I do.
Okay,
but we don't
why.
Discuss
but that's
that
what you're
kind
saying.
Of stuff.
No is always
but
an
I'm a,
option.
I'm
okay.
a dad, and I think many dads share that. The answer is always no.
Stop looking at this through the eyes of an adult. Seventh graders, high schoolers don't have these conversations. It's just not reality.
Yeah, well, to the phone lines we go. What do you say? Who do you like there? How about Erica and Waldorf? You're up with Brian and Mary.
Good morning. I'm a mother of two sons, and I have two things to say. One, what happens if the girl changes her mind? Are they supposed to get this in writing? Or are they supposed to have it recorded
yeah.
so that they can prove that the boy didn't rape
well,
her? Did she actually say yes and changed her mind?
In sexual situations, isn't it, even as it is today, it's always he said, she said.
Exactly.
It's always one
exactly.
person's
well,
word against the other, right?
I have an example for you. Years ago when my son was in school, he was riding the bus, and a girl showed herself. She exposed herself to the boys on the bus. She was turned in for that, and she got 3 days off the bus. Now, if my son had done that, he would have been expelled, and it would have been on his permanent record as a sexual predator. So things are a little unfair both ways, and boys get harassed probably just as much as girls do, but it doesn't go reported because boys, you know, who wants to say, oh, she harassed me, she touched me? You know, I'm so tired of all this.
All right. Thank you, Eric. Appreciate the call.
And I also think we tend to, everything is harassment now. Anything that is unwanted is now harassment. It's not life. It's now harassment.
Nick in White Plains, you're up next. What do you say there, Nick?
Hey, good morning. How are we doing today, guys?
We're doing good. What do you think?
You know, let's get away from the yes means yes, and let's boil it down to I've got two boys and a girl. So I'm raising both sides of this issue at my house. And I have to really talk to my boys about you don't have a right to touch anybody's body but your own, whether it be a boy or a girl. And I've got a lot of problems with my second boy. He's hitting girls and all this stuff. And if I were my father, I probably could write it off as boys being boys. But I'm sorry, like, you look at college, you look at beyond, there's this whole script where it's expected that, that's just a guy being a guy. And if this legislation means that we're starting to flip that script a little bit and teach people younger that you have absolutely no right to anybody else's body but your own, I'm kind of okay with that.
All right. Well, there's one in favor of it.
But the difference is he's being a parent. This belongs at home.
And not many people, a lot of people really believe that and agree with you on that. And you won't find a lot of argument in some quarters on that one. 749 on WMAL.
When you give your heart this Valentine's Day, make sure it's a healthy one. And while you're at it, make sure your Valentine has a healthy heart right there next to you. A healthy heart brings peace of mind. Hi, this is Larry O'Connor, and I've had my scan and recommend you schedule your virtual heart scan, too. The virtual heart scan detects plaque in your heart and arteries, which can lead to heart attacks and even strokes. The virtual heart scan is safe and non-invasive, and one of the best parts is it takes only minutes. Now, if anything looks like trouble, there's a far better chance of a successful and less invasive treatment. Before it's too late, make the pledge. Pledge a healthy heart this Valentine's Day. Call 301-984-9009 right now and get the virtual heart scan for only $199. That's less than $200 for peace of mind. Call 301-984-9009 to schedule your scan or visit online at virtualphysical.com. That's virtualphysical.com.
There's a saying, this ain't my first rodeo, meaning you've been down this road before. It's familiar territory. We're starting that time of the year now where we've got cold mornings and furnaces have been running. And back when you first turned it on, you smelled that burning smell. You know the one I mean. The one that tells you, uh-oh, I should have called Snell Heating and Air for a furnace tune-up. Because you've heard me say that before. About what that smell means that there was dust on the heat exchanger. But hey, look, I'm not here to judge. There's still time for one of my stand-up guys from Snell to stop in for your annual furnace checkup. We'll get it up to speed for that long season ahead and lick those little furnace problems before they become big expensive ones. And once it's tuned up, you can relax about safety risks, utility bills, and the price. Because a furnace tune-up from Snell is only $79. Now there's an idea we can all get behind.
Call on the stand-up guys at Snell Heating and Air Conditioning. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
If you have aortic stenosis, you may have heard about TAVR, a minimally invasive treatment option that does not require open heart surgery. The Inova Heart and Vascular Institute has one of the fastest growing TAVR programs in the country, and we're able to consider patients at all levels of surgical risk, including low risk patients to whom the procedure was previously unavailable. Learn more at innovaheart.org/TAVR. Inova, join the future of health.
Hey, my name's Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
It is 7:53. It's time to check and see how your money is doing. Let's go to the news desk at CNBC.
Good morning.
Good morning. Stocks are heading higher today, headed for a higher open, rather. Aetna and Humana have mutually agreed to end their proposed $34 billion merger deal after a court ruling in favor of the Justice Department's request to enjoin the merger. Aetna will pay Humana $1 billion as a result of the termination. Aetna says the current environment makes it too challenging to pursue the transaction. Meanwhile, chief executives of some of America's largest retailers, including Target, Gap, and Best Buy, will head to Washington this week
week to make their case against a proposed border tax. The executives are expected to argue that the controversial tax on imports would raise consumer prices and hurt their businesses. And interest rates in the economy will be hot topics on Capitol Hill today when Fed Chair Janet Yellen appears before the Senate Banking Committee to deliver her semi-annual testimony on monetary policy. She'll go before a House panel tomorrow. And Playboy is bringing back nude photographs with its February 28th issue. The cover will boast, "Nudity is normal." Hugh Hefner's son, Cooper, says removing nudity was a mistake. Playboy published its first non-nude issue last March. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Everyone wants to improve the healthcare system. At United Health Group, we're focused on how we can help. By enabling employers to use data to help their employees get healthier. By equipping doctors and nurses with innovative technology and insights that help them prevent and treat illness. By ensuring seniors have choice and stability in their healthcare benefits. By partnering with governments that want to offer high-quality, affordable care that can meet the unique needs of their residents. And by providing individuals with practical information to simplify their healthcare experience and help them make well-informed choices. United Health Group employees have a passion to help people live healthier lives and make the system work better for everyone. To all those who want to improve healthcare, our question is, how can we help? United Health Group, built for better health. Learn more at unitedhealthgroup.com.
It's 7:55 now, WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Oh, boy. We've been trying to clear the beltway delays in Virginia, but we have a third crash now. The first two gone. So this one's going to be pretty much the same location in Annandale on the inner loop as you come up to Gallows Road. In the express lanes, this crash. So we have one lane of the express lanes getting by. Everybody in the main lanes, you can see all the flashing lights and the activity. So we're still at a solid lineup as you exit off of I-95, head past Braddock Road, past Little River Turnpike to this crash near Gallows. Also puts a slow merge on 236 on that long exit lane to get up onto the Capitol Beltway. You're merging into where all that activity is. 66, uneventful, and we like that. Into Manassas, Centerville, Fair Oaks just with the volume through Falls Church. Cross the Legion Bridge, starting to slow out of Virginia. Wilson Bridge backups near St. Barnabas Road. Suitland Parkway coming inbound. We're bogging down as you pass Stanton Road. DDOT crews on the way to check for an incident. Update is brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics. With insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gray sky in, but no rainfall expected today. Expecting temperatures to get a little bit milder. Mostly cloudy, 52. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in the nation's capital, still a chilly 32 degrees.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average has hit 20,000. Does that make you excited or worried? Hi, Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show, right here every weekend. 20K on the Dow has gotten lots of media attention, but it's pretty irrelevant to you and your financial goals. The stock market does its thing, and no matter what it does, you still have to get kids and grandkids through college, prepare for your own retirement, and care for aging parents. So you should be focusing on your goals, and that's why you should call us at Edelman Financial Services. For 30 years, we've provided straightforward, common sense financial and investment advice to people just like you. Let us help you achieve your goals. We have 6 offices in the Maryland suburbs and Northern Virginia, and an Edelman Financial Planner is ready to help you. Call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Did you know slow internet can actually hold your business back? Say goodbye to slow downloads, slow backups, slow everything. Comcast Business offers blazing fast and reliable internet that's 10 times faster than slow internet from the phone company. Say hello to fast internet speeds up to 150 megabits per second. Plus, did you know that in addition to fast internet, you can also add TV and phone for your business for just an additional $34.90 a month? Comcast Business TV helps keep your employees informed. And you get full-featured phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calls. And did you know all this is only a phone call away? Call 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offerings 3/31/17. Restrictions apply. Limited one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Compares Comcast 150 megabits per second and 15 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Recent reports show an alarming increase in the number of men who are suffering from erectile dysfunction, or PE. Erectile dysfunction is a condition that no man should have to accept. At Quality Care for Men, the local team of board-certified physicians are treating men with erectile dysfunction and PE successfully and restoring their sex lives, all without painful surgery. A great sex life is just one office visit away for almost any man, no matter what age or medical history. Even if you have prostate problems or diabetes, if Viagra and Cialis have let you down, these local doctors can help with a custom blend of safe prescription medications. Again, there's no surgery, and best of all, it's guaranteed to work on your first visit, or the medication and visit are both free. Open Saturdays and evenings. Pick up the phone and call now.
Call Quality Care for Men today. 202-759-4330. That's 202-759-4330. Call 202-759-4330.
And coming up later in the show, Susan Ferriccio will be joining us to give us a Washington